defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
InfoWars presents Real Stable Genius.
Real Stable Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Fake News Anchorman.
Mr. Fake News Anchorman.
Night after night, you robotically read off a teleprompter, words written by someone else.
I thank my writer.
When it comes out what you reported was fake, you feel no guilt. After all, you were just doing your job.
It's not my fault.
Less and less tune in every night, but that won't hurt your ego because you're on television.
Look at me!
So crack open an ice-cold cuck light, Mr. Fake News Anchorman. Because despite the fancy suit and big salary, we know you're just a puppet.
What the hell did I just read?
Cuck light, InfoWarsStore.com, Austin, Texas.
We are in an information war. Our objective is to destroy the false narrative by reminding as many people as possible to think for themselves and question everything. We were effective, and so they tried to destroy us.
Alex Jones's YouTube channel posted a video that was seen by 2.3 million subscribers. Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
This stuff is not speech, it's incitement, harassment, defamation.
This is a real-time example of when we talk about this information being weaponized.
We survived, but we were wounded.
Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, all of them pulled or froze Jones's accounts on the grounds that his views are too dangerous to be heard publicly.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Obviously, what he spews is hate, and it's abhorrent.
We have crossed the Rubicon, and there is no turning back. We must push through to victory. And so now more than ever, we need your support. Our products at InfoWarsStore.com are like war bonds. Make a purchase today and support the fight. There is now open talk of repealing the Second Amendment.
Yes. We're going to take your AR-15.
The NRA is being designated as a terrorist organization. People are being arrested for personal opinions they post online. We will continue to question everything and fight until the end. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep the fight alive.
I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name. They didn't call out Fox News by name. They didn't call out anyone else by name. He's specifically calling you out.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
I've got a message for the scumbag anti-American Beto O'Rourke. You're down here thinking you can tame Texas and conquer us and destroy us like California. You think you can turn us into your disarmed slaves? Beto O'Rourke, you're well known for fantasizing and writing essays about murdering children. And you even got away with a hit and run and burglary. You're a dirty criminal. You've got your own bodyguards because you're hooked into that billionaire wife of yours. How dare you try to demonize American gun owners? Just in case you didn't know, this country was founded when the Redcoats came to take the guns in 1775. That's why we got July 4th. So I'm going to tell you what George Washington and the Continental Congress told King George III. You're not getting our firearms because we're free men, you little piece of crap. America and the world's glad, though, that you finally got the guts to admit your plan with the rest of those scumbag Democrats. Beto O'Rourke, you're on notice. You're not getting our firearms ever, scumbag. For decades, we warned you. The Democratic Party, working for the globalists, wants your guns. That's always been their goal. In 150 other plus nations, they've all taken them through the same formula. Take a few mass shootings, demonize gun owners, start registration, and then confiscation of all semi-autos. That's about 90% of guns. Then they ban the single shot. And the public lives under increased crime and, of course, tyrannical governments. On your journey to slavery, the number one signpost is that they take your speech, and then they take your right to defend yourself. Well, Beto O'Rourke is the champion of, hell yes, I'll confiscate your semi-automatics. But all the Democrats on the stage at the last debate said, we're coming for your guns. We're going to confiscate them. They're normalizing this after denying it for decades, when, again, it's been their plan all along. Their own white papers and internal documents show. Well, the day after this happened, I went to our graphics department. I said, we got to have some shirt countering Beto. He's come out with a shirt saying, hell yes, I'm going to confiscate your guns. Hell yes, I'm going to start a civil war, basically. Hell yes, I'm going to say your right to defend yourself is criminal. He's got all the bodyguards in the world. His wife's a billionaire. His family's a bunch of scammers. His father-in-law is worth $28 billion. He's got private security. But see, the average person doesn't. So to counter that shirt, I couldn't figure out what to come up with. So then one of my old buddies, great Patriot veteran, he texted me this design, and it's even made right here in Austin, Texas, by a Patriot-owned group called Pipe Hitters. Beto Not. Yes, it's a pun. Better not. Beto Not. It says it all. It's a simple message. It's got the AR-15 or the M4 variant. It's got the Texas or the Army star right there on the back. It's got a big, nice, square Infowars.com. Now, this is a limited edition shirt, just like the Betsy Ross shirt. And your purchase funds the operation. They're only $19.95, and they're being printed as we speak on this Friday while I'm shooting this. They'll be shipping out early next week. Again, made and printed right here in the USA, in Austin, Texas. You'll definitely want this Beto Not shirt. We have it in dark gray, light gray, and super light gray. It's almost white. They're all excellent. I'm also going to have them print up some that are in Army olive green. That'll get out of the shopping cart probably by the time you visit it, because that's the next thing I'm going to do. And this will help fund our First Amendment battle to defend the Second Amendment and all the other basic rights. So, again, take action with the First Amendment and let these scumbags know. And let the collapsed California invasion force that's taken over Texas know that we're not backing down. But regardless of where you live, in the U.S. or outside of it, Beto is now a worldwide symbol of disarming the people.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
Just like Mao Zedong, Hitler, or Stalin. Mao Zedong said political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. That's why the U.N. says they only want governments to be armed, so they have a power monopoly. A power monopoly is called a dictatorship. Now, you just saw Beto say, hell yeah, I'm going to take your guns. But let's play Kamala Harris.
In recent days, former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders, some really talented people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order, Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons. Does the Vice President have a point there?
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
They're calling Donald Trump a dictator all day. But they're the ones that are calling for overturning the courts and the Congress and making the president a dictatorship. Now we know why the founders had the Second Amendment. It's not just to stop criminals. It's not just to kill your dinner. It's to protect against tyranny. And that's why they try to take our firearms, ladies and gentlemen. 1776 will commence again. So be sure and get your Beto Not shirt. We've got it in all sizes, fits men and women. And again, it funds InfoWars while the globals are trying to shut us down. A total 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. And you better believe, I'm so sick of seeing Beto stickers in Austin, Texas, I'm going to wear this sucker out there to trigger some libtards in a big way. Exercise your free speech in the face of these bullies, in the face of these tyrants. Get your Beto Not shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of shirts are coming out to counter him. I've seen them. This is heads above the rest. It's awesome. So get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today or call toll-free 24 hours a day, 888-253-3139. Get the Beto Not. Put your hands on our damn guns, you dirty scumbag. I'm Alex Jones for InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Thanking you all for your support and telling you, it's a real pleasure to fight alongside other fellow Americans for liberty. God bless you all. One more note, you little buck-toothed psychopath. I know you're stupid, But the controllers that pull your strings, they know what they're doing. They're trying to cause a civil war in this nation, dirtbag. And so I'm putting you and your controllers on notice. You will be held accountable for what you're trying to do. How the media hypes up mass shootings, all the studies show, actually causes the mass shootings. You've got the blood on your filthy hands. And I know you instinctively want to dominate the American people, the only country you basically haven't disarmed, but you're going to fail. And we're going to expose Big Pharma that you and others are hooked into, whose own drugs, their so-called antidepressants, cause people to commit mass murder, and the inserts even say it, and almost every mass shooter is on it. So in between the media putting the idea out there and the drugs that turn people into these zombies, well, you get a few of these events you can then try to pin on us. You know what, mister? We're not buying your bull. And Texas sees right through you. Despite all the election fraud, you still lost because you're a loser. You're a puppet. And you have failed. And you will continue to fail because America is waking up to pieces of filth like you.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It's 2:11 Central Standard Time. I have talked about this, for a decade. But I've more intensely done it the last year and actually prepared it and lined it up. And that is starting to host shows at least once a week where we make the broadcast about not just our regular great callers and first-time callers that call in when we open the phones, but a show made up of some of the most interesting callers who call in during the week or the month. And some of these callers have been calling in for years. I remember John in Wyoming, who's at least been calling in for 15 years or more. He can correct me. Might be 18, 19. And I think he was one of the first people I thought about having guest host a show. There's another doctor, a medical doctor, like in Montana, Wyoming, named Mark. We've got his number somewhere. Talked about him co-hosting a show and bringing up topics each week he wanted to. But over the years and all the wars we've been in, all the things we've done, I had a plan going back, 2 years ago. I wanted to be 24 hours a day live. And we built the infrastructure and put the satellite systems in and the websites and the crew and the globalists then. And I'm not complaining, but we're a target because we're effective. Sued us 30-something times and, financed other folks to literally try to take my children away. And you've seen them try to plant child porn on us. And we've marched down to Congress and gotten right in the face of Sundar Pichai and, called him the lion, Chi-Com agent he is. We've got in the face of the head of Twitter and all of them. And we've really, really, really been fighting as hard as we possibly can. And we reach still a core large audience of great activists that really care about freedom, understand the stakes, and are putting out the only talking point that's reality-based, Americanism versus globalism. And that's why our work is so special. It's why the infrastructure that we have built together is so precious, and it's why they want to shut this infrastructure down, because they know we're developing other shows like Firepower with Will Johnson and Tom Papert, and they know we've got other programs we're getting ready to launch, and they know we're getting a lot of local TV and cable affiliates and radio affiliates, and that's really where we still reach people. So when you are watching on those, please be sure and spread the word, because it's not just paramount. It's not just number one. It's the whole point of it. And I know you know this, but big tech thinks they can beat human intelligence. They think we're all only Facebook and Twitter and Google. And then if they shut down Alex Jones and everybody else after that is a nationalist or a Christian or a patriot, they then believe that they're going to win. That's why the left's coming out and saying, yeah, we keep babies alive. And yeah, we consider them babies we're killing inside the womb. We like it. And yeah, we like pedophilia. We like world government. Yeah, we want to end the family. We want to end national sovereignty. And we hate Christians. Because it's not just us now that was shadow banned 3 years ago and totally banned 13 months ago. It's now happening to everyone. And the attorney generals are taking action at the 50 states. Trump's getting ready to take action. He already has through the 50 states. But this is so draconian, we have to have action now. Well, the biggest thing I can do is stay on the air. And the biggest thing you can do is, hey, you've heard about Alex Jones. He's all demonized. He's lied about. Folks don't want you tuning into it. I wonder why. You see the facsimiles. You see the straw men. But what are we really covering here? Because it's the American people they don't want to be able to communicate. And it's the American people that love freedom and love justice and love our country's rich history that they want to silence and make feel alone. They want air superiority so that they can roll out and try to normalize all the lemmings. Textbook evil right out of the Bible and right out of your history books. So that's where we are. So I'm going to have John from Wyoming and Carlos for the next 30 minutes. I'm going to get Laura and Chase on for 30 minutes, and then Jim and Charles on as well. Probably 20 minutes each because I've started a little bit late today. We've got a skeleton crew. We're training here to operate at skeleton crews so we can expand more shows that don't have six, seven people running them, but that have three running them. And so there'll be a few little things we dial in and test, like turning the guest lights off and things like that. But this is a show, again, that's about callers that we found to be particularly interesting. I won't be hosting it every week. It'll be Owen. It'll be Tom Pappert. It'll be Harrison Smith. It'll be Savannah Hernandez. And we may move the times and things as well. But it's also a model of having some hours of my regular show that reaches millions every day still being hosted by listeners. I think that's something maverick nobody else really does. And we're also going to, again, add other broadcasts. And nothing will make you just go ahead and do it like staring into InfoWars Oblivion. Because they thought we'd already be shut down by now. We have to have security. We've got to pay for our own bandwidth. We've got to not even be able to advertise on third-party platforms. They block us on those systems because we're effective. I mean, it's a badge of honor. We're targeted like this. And they don't think you'll celebrate the fact that InfoWars is the underdog. They think you won't paint InfoWars.com on the side of your barn and just say forbidden InfoWars.com. They don't think you'll put it on the back of your car, but you keep doing it. You know, one of our security guys went in to see the chiropractor just a few weeks ago, and the individual said to him, the doctor said, hey, man, you see Alex Jones the other day? He's really funny. He had a tinfoil hat on with an antenna. We were having some fun making fun of the stereotypes they put out about us. And he goes, yeah, actually, I work for him. And then they had a discussion with the assistants and people in the waiting room about the show and informed other people. And that's all the chiropractor, God bless him, was doing, was understanding that that's the currency he's got to beat these bastards. I'll take the hits. I'll take the demonization. I'll take the attacks. I'll take them trying to put me in prison because I want to beat these people. But I want to do it and win. So I'm willing to be the battering ram. You just got to throw me at them and I'll do it. So we're going to go to John and Carlos. Carlos was talking about the glaring 9/11 contradictions and also Epstein, something I want to talk about, and fluoride, the Second Amendment with John in Wyoming. So we'll have both of you on together so that John can comment on what Carlos has to say and so Carlos can comment on what John has to say. We'll go to John first, but I wanted to start the broadcast with this. I wanted to get to this right now. I wanted to play three clips here and ask you, what is the most insane, what is the most dangerous, and what is the most doable? And first is AOC just came out and said Miami will disappear in a few years if we don't pass carbon taxes and literally pay the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Bill and Melinda Gates, Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, Obama, trillions. I mean, of course they're all hyping it. It's a surveillance system of everything you do. And the West will then have to pay a carbon tax to these monsters. And she's telling you, don't have kids. You know, we're all dead in 12 years. And Beto's, no, it's 11 years. And meanwhile, Obama just bought a house, you know, right at almost sea level in Martha's Vineyard. It's like, what, 8 feet above sea level. It's right there on the coast. Al Gore, you know, said that the ice caps would all be melted by 2013. He said that in 2003. I mean, it's always the same crap. We're going to play that clip. I'm going to ask the callers first because they're into their topics, but I want them to respond. What's the craziest and most dangerous clip? Bernie Sanders, we're going to cancel the student debt. That's the most dangerous because it sounds doable. That's the path to communism, socialism, buying people's votes. To me, that's the most dangerous and the most doable. Beto saying, hell yes, we're taking 90% of the guns, all semi-autos. That'll cause a civil war. That could definitely be the most dangerous. I mean, in a way, I don't know which one of these is the most dangerous. AOC and her total fear-mongering, Bernie Sanders and Beto. But it shows where they're going. So we're going to play these right now back-to-back, and we're going to go right to the new InfoWars Roundtable Caller Show. That won't be the official name. We'll have intros for it that have the callers saying great things. And again, I intend to, you know, have a whole crew of, say, 20 callers that are awesome. Some come, some go. You know, every week we'll have different topics. This is embryonic right now. We're very, very excited about it. But remember, if you're watching on NewsWars.com or InfoWars.com, if you spread links on InfoWars.com, Facebook, Twitter, other platforms automatically shadow ban it or will punish you. NewsWars isn't as blackballed. In fact, it's not even 1% as blackballed, but still some of that happens. But NewsWars.com is a great way to share the live article link. Even better is banned on video. We're going to add a lot of pages in the next few weeks. Right now it's me, the rest of the crew, and it's kind of all the videos we do, the full shows, and it's a lot of content. We're going to have a promo page, a meme page, a clips page. It already works on all your devices. It's already a first-rate site. It's a modern first-rate site. It's about to have a lot more added. Paul's going to have his own area, and we're going to add other contributors as well. So this is something that's great to share. Hey, band.video. See what the globalists, the mainstream media don't want you to see. We're going to have bumper stickers in about a month. They're getting made right now. Bumper stickers take a while. Church, you can turn around in a few days, like the Beto one that's being made right now in Texas, right now outside Austin, Dripping Springs. Beto not. I saw people in the comments, and that's the trolls. They have different. They use InfoWars as a laboratory in the comments. We can track the IP addresses. We do our own comments, so we didn't used to discuss bandits. We used to do our own, then we had discussed, they banned us. So now we have our own deal. We're going to do a report on it, showing how the same IP addresses pose as white races, black races, and how they come in and attack different angles to test what's going to work on conservatives. Like, how dare Jones sell something? That won't stop the gun confiscation. Really, free speech is what counters their propaganda. It's what educates the courts and the people. Better not. Come and take it. Our history. 1776 will commence again. We're in an info war. That's why it's the First Amendment. And if we won't defend it with our words and our money, we'll lose it all. I've seen numbers that the NRA is absolutely, since Trump got in, has lost a third of its members. We're fighting for our very lives. I don't make any money off the NRA. They're not perfect, but the gun owners and others made them, you know, the better. I mean, the point is, Gun Owners of America, point is we better support the NRA. We better keep it, quote, radical like it is now for freedom. Radicalism and defense of liberty is no vice. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice. Murray Goldwater. So that's the trolls saying you're not going to win. It's pointless. He just wants your money. Absolutely, I want your money and you to get a shirt and spread the word so I can hold the line in the face of the enemy. Abso-frickin-lutely, I don't want to give up on this infrastructure we've built. You know, money isn't what it used to be. Again, I'm going to say this and go to these clips. Vox, hundreds of millions a year. Doesn't even reach what InfoWars does. Media Matters, all of them. Way more money we bring in. They don't have the footprint. And Vice is going bankrupt. Billions put in by Soros and Disney to spew their anti-American garbage. And so, think about that. We can take $25 million of actual money that we're able to keep and run the operation. Again, we're selling products. It's not like pure money when Soros gives a couple billion or, you know, NBC gives to Vox $250 million or whatever. These are just leftist sites. They all get promoted. They get headlined. They get pushed by Google, Facebook, Twitter, and they still can't beat us. And then we're operating on a fraction of that because we're organic and we've got you, the word of mouth. But I cannot continue to sit here and explain it any better. You are the resistance. And thank God Hillary's not in, but my Lord. But we'd have brought in a lot of money if Hillary would have gotten elected. Now, she'd have shut everything down like they're already still trying. But I wanted Trump in. We fought. We got him, and he's done a lot of great things. But listen, I know the expert listeners know this, but we got to get the word out. We are toe-to-toe with these bastards right now. It's not nice to bastards, with these devils, these vipers. And it's just right there, folks. And they're fighting so hard, and it's so close. And the ace of spades is you spreading the word. I just cannot say it anymore. And we're total outlaw country. I'm going to your calls. That's the whole point of the show. But you look at Waylon Jennings and you look at Chris Christopherson and you look at Hank Williams Jr. and these guys have made together billions of dollars. And I know some of them, they're good people. Hank Williams Jr. is a listener. He's reached out before, but he doesn't come on because he thinks, you know, he, I don't know if he's intimidated or what it is, or he's retired. But he had him, we had him almost in the boat years ago. But he's a listener. And Willie Nelson is, but he's off in leftist land. And Chris Christopherson's his Rhodes Scholar and all that. And, you know, the other guys are dead. But, you know, we've had Shooter Jennings you know, on, Waylon's son. Those guys just talked about women and smoking some pot, and they were outlaw country. This isn't outlaw, kiss your ass. This is as outlaw as it gets to the globalist. I mean, I'm hunted. This is real, and that shows you we're over the target. I mean, there's nothing more Jesse James for real, folks, than this. I mean, this is it. And we don't make a big deal out of that, but this, there's not more Americana. There's not more real Dukes of Hazzard, folks. I mean, people talk about, oh, outlaw this, outlaw that, isn't it sexy? This is outlaw. Because it's Americana, and it's under attack, and we are winning despite all these attacks thanks to you. All right, let's play these clips, and then we'll go to the callers here the first round. And this show will probably be 4 hours long in the future. We'll go until we get everybody 20, 30 minutes in these four rounds of callers right now, and I appreciate you all. Let's go ahead and go to these three pieces.
When it comes to climate change, what is not realistic is not responding to the crisis on the not responding with a solution on the scale of the crisis. Because what's not realistic is Miami not existing in a few years. That's not realistic. So we need to be realistic about the problem.
Guess what? You're guessing. All right, here's the answer. We are the wealthiest country in the history of the world, and yet we have the highest child poverty rate of almost any country.
The left runs those cities.
We have teachers in this country.
Why are we the wealthiest? Because we didn't have communists like you.
Education, because they can't work two or three jobs to support themselves.
Right.
Which is why under my legislation, we will move to see that every teacher in America makes at least $60,000 a year.
Which will cause more inflation.
What we will also do is not only have universal pre-K, we will make public colleges and universities and HBCUs debt-free.
And like the college you bankrupted?
What we will also do, because this is an incredible burden on millions and millions of young people who did nothing wrong except try to get the education they need. We are going to cancel all student debt in this country.
Swindled by big education.
And we are
90% of which is obsolete.
By imposing a tax on Wall Street speculation.
Hit pause real quick. Hit pause real quick, please. Think about that. Think about the things he just said. If you went in 1920 and went to a equestrian school and paid him a bunch of money to go to college to learn a trade, I guess, how to take care of horses for horse delivery, you probably wouldn't have a future because cars were coming in 10, 15 years. I mean, the education system is designed to make you a bunch of obsolete political morons now, unless it's an engineering type deal or medical. Even that's falling apart. We've been sabotaged, and he knows it.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, we're just a minute or so away from one of your calls. Here's the third part. We slammed in the break. Beto O'Rourke, what's crazier? AOC saying that Miami will be underwater in a few years. You don't give her all your money. Free everything, Bernie Sanders, or Beto, hell yes, we're taking your guns.
And AK-47s will have to sell them to the government, all of them. You know, the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high-impact, high-velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, And in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15. Mm-hmm. And that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Yay! We want to be domesticated slaves. Notice that's all inversion world, upside down planet, a pentagram. The so-called journalist says, oh, critics call that confiscation. See, because they were never going to confiscate, like all the Democrats. Oh, no, we don't have that plan. Just register them and then let us ban semi-auto. Well, now we're going to confiscate them all. But critics call it confiscation. We're just going to confiscate. We're going to take them. Hell yes, we're going to take them. And if you resist, we're going to kill you. Because we're the state that's killed more people than any individuals combined ever did. We have a right to protect ourselves from criminals and from an out-of-control state. The media hypes up the mass shootings. The studies all show they're causing the mass shootings. They know full damn well what they're doing. And then they come at us and try to guilt us to turn our guns into them when we've done nothing wrong. You've never had an NRA member do a mass shooting. Conservatives are the lowest crime rate. We're told white males are the terrorists. We have one of the lowest crime rates. But this is their move. And then he said, if it can shoot through your body and designed to kill you. Well, I mean, a shotgun for hunting goose or ducks or quail is one of the most deadly things out there. But see, oh, if it'll kill somebody now, like a butcher knife or that's the road they're going down. That it's your fault. Well, a nail gun will kill a bunch of people. An axe. A hatchet. I was in a camping place yesterday looking at some camping supplies because mine are all pretty old, and I was looking at some hatchets. I could kill 30 people in the store with that, but I wouldn't. Should I be barred from having it? You see these killings in China and Japan where they'll kill like 15, 20 people. It's usually a school bus is attacked by some evil, devil-possessed person. And you'll read about China or Japan where I saw one where like 30-something people got stabbed at. You say, to death. Yeah, you really go through somebody. You're going to get knives or you know how to use them are more dangerous than guns. You're going to ban those because you can't stop people making knives. And I can take all the guns I want with a knife or a hammer. Now, I'm done. We're going to go to John and then Carlos for about 20 minutes or so. Then we're going to go to Laura and Chase. Then we're going to go to Jim and Charles. So let me ask you both, thank you for joining us. We've talked about this forever. It's good to have you here with us. I'm going to just try to shut up, give you guys the floor now to John and Carlos together to just host now, and I'll just kind of moderate because if I start talking, I'll never shut up. And then we'll move to the end of the hour and come back with the next group of callers. Would you guys like to address which one of those statements is more dangerous or more crazy, and then get into your topics, John, of fluoride and the Second Amendment, get Carlos's take and your take, and then on the glaring 9/11 connections and Epstein. So, gentlemen, thanks for being here. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on the show. And I think one of the reasons, you know, you brought something up a while ago. I'm calling, by the way, from Sheridan, Wyoming. And one of the reasons why Bernie Sanders wants to get involved in the government control of education is if you read the 10th plank of Karl Marx's 1848 Communist Manifesto, which calls for government control of education. So, gee, why am I not surprised? This man is nothing but a communist. I've been hearing by the drive-by media that he's a socialist. He's not a socialist. All 10 of these demo quacks, and that's my new name for them, because just like you have quack doctors, you have quack politicians. And these 10 quacks who are running for the White House are nothing but communists. They want to kick in your door and seize your lawfully owned and lawfully used firearms. This is the Soviet Union. This isn't America. This is the Soviet Union, where they want to force people into submission who have done nothing wrong. Now, I have a question for them that I'll bring up in just a minute, but let me talk about the fluoride issue first. We finally got rid of fluoride after a very, shall we say, underhanded mayor that we had previously, who's now in the state Senate, brought about fluoride after he only consulted with some local dentists and dental hygienists, who, of course, I'm sure contributed very mightily to his political campaign. And he never asked the people. As a matter of fact, the people submitted a petition a few years ago with well over 2,000 signatures on it, yet he ignored that, and he brought about this water fluoridation. I recommend to every listener out there to get a copy of the book, The Case Against Fluoride, by Paul Connett, Ph.D. It's wonderful reading, and it's well documented. Now, also, I've got something here that was published by Harley Manson in Health and Wellness Magazine, April 5th, 2018. And in here, he talks about the Lancet Medical Journal, the most prestigious medical journal in the world, has at last classified fluoride as a neurotoxin 100%, which puts it in the same category as lead, arsenic, and mercury. And the news was released by author Stephen Smile, who brought this up. This was published originally in the Lancet Neurology, Volume 13, Issue 3, in March of 2014. So fluoride is not the innocent tooth decay-fighting mineral. This is nothing but toxic waste that comes from phosphate fertilizer plants and aluminum plants. And what do they have in common? Alzheimer's victims, when they die and when they're autopsied, are found to have large, abnormally large concentrations of aluminum in their brain. So why do they want to force this down our throat? Because not even the Surgeon General of the United States, America's top doctor, not even the Surgeon General has the authority to force any American to take any drug or any medication without that person's full knowledge and consent. There is no knowledge and consent here. These crooked officials throughout the country who are forcing their people, their constituents, in order to get some, shall we say, healthy campaign contributions from the fluoride industry and from dentists and dental hygienists. And I find that interesting, too, that most of the dental schools around America are heavily funded by the fluoride industry. So why would they be biased? Gee, I wonder why. And we finally got a new mayor and some new members of city council here in Sheridan, Wyoming. And we finally got the fluoride issue put up to a vote. And this was decided back in early May of this year. And remember, we only have 18,000 people in our town. And of the vote, 1,900 people voted for fluoride, 2,323 voted against fluoride. So we won that vote by 423 votes. In a small town, that's a pretty good margin. And so as of Tuesday, May 7th, water fluoridation in Sheridan, Wyoming ceased. And this is why I'm telling it to your listeners, because your wonderful listeners out there have to remember, you can fight City Hall. And occasionally you can win. And that's what we did. We got people elected who listened to the people rather than to the special interests. And the hubristic dentist who seemed to think that we're too stupid to decide for our own whether we're going to fluoridate, so they're going to shove it down our throats. So we won that. Plus another thing, you look up things like Wyoming Law 33-26-301A, license required. No person shall practice medicine in this state without a license granted by the board or as otherwise provided by law. So these politicians seldom have medical licenses. Our former mayor doesn't have a medical license. He has a law license, but that won't cut it when it comes to medical malpractice. And so we finally got rid of this water fluoridation. It is poisonous. It is toxic. And many of us were getting skin rashes when the fluoride was in the water because we had enough money for fluoride filters for our drinking water and our cooking water, but we didn't have enough money to have a whole house or whole apartment fluoride free. So we got rid of it, and I urge the people out there throughout the country to do their best, find out if their city fluoridates the water. And if they do, work as hard and as diligently as you can to eliminate the fluoride from your water, because this is nothing but toxic waste designed to dumb down the people of America.
All right, John, hold on, because I want to bring Carlos in here on this topic and then get into his topics. But I should add, you were a radio man, a submarine service in the Navy, then worked in radio as a DJ in the 60s, firearms collector and activist, became a talk show host, and again was fired in 2003 for criticizing President Bush and Dick Cheney in the Afghanistan war. The topics are getting fluoride out and, of course, the Second Amendment that they're openly trying to repeal. Excellent points. Let's hit Carlos in Canada, who we'll introduce in a moment, his bio and his topics, but his take on your topic. Carlos, thanks for being here.
Well, as God would have it, and Providence would provide, I follow John. Look, he's talking about fluoride, which is one of the halides, as you know, Alex. My favorite product that you carry is the iodine product, and so I use X2, and I love it. But I wanted to tell you that the halide and the bromide and fluorine, chlorine, and so on, these are the halides, which come into the pituitary gland by stimulating hormone. Growth hormone production when it gets into your thyroid. And the thyroid pumps your blood to take and extract, as you know, the iodine, and stores about 80% of what you have in your body, and you need, every cell needs it. But, you know, the halides mimic, because of their molecular structure, they're all lined up. If you see in the periodic table, they're all similar, and they fool the gland into accepting it as if it was iodine. And, of course, it blocks it. So what happens over time, you're not getting enough iodine. And whether it's fluorine or chlorine, every cell in your body in your neurological development is affected. So I'm just, you know, honored. Now, in 1982, people realized that, you know, bromide was actually put in bread for purposes of maintaining its properties and faster raising and so on. But it was causing problems, lots of issues. And they added iodine to salt to compensate. In Canada in 1982, it was banned because Japanese studies had shown this. In the United States, it wasn't. So you've got a chlorine, fluorine, and bromine problem. Only in California, our bread makers are supposed to elucidate and announce that they actually use bromine. So that's the issue. Now, I want to talk to you because over time, in September 11 atrocity affected me personally in a way, because I was traveling to Burlington Airport in Vermont at the time on the morning of September 11 to pick up a chef who was coming in from Colorado. Never mind the background, but I just wanted to tell you that as I was approaching the border, I stopped to put on gas, and I saw, and I was told that a little aircraft had crashed into one of the towers. And listening to Vermont Public Radio, I learned subsequently that that it had been, in fact, an airliner that was a terrorist attack. And from the Burlington Airport, they had dispatched the 134th Fighter Squadron. They had dispatched aircraft to intercept the terrorists. Apparently, two of them were directed towards what later on became the Shanksville crash. And they were talking about it almost direct line from the squadron by saying, hey, the pilots can see. The F-16 pilot can see the actual occupants in the cockpit, etc. We'll get back to you. And then they went off the air. And I said, my God, you know, it's terrible. Subsequently, of course, we learned that that aircraft had crashed. So when I got to Burlington Airport to pick up my friend, obviously he wasn't there because he had been stuck in Kennedy Airport. And he flew early because he used to go to the North Tower as a chef to enjoy the restaurant facilities at the top of the world. So here was a situation where he never made it to the restaurant. He was stuck at New York Kennedy Airport, and as the whole September 11 debacle developed. Subsequently, I drove to New York to pick him up. Well, what I wanted to tell you is that if anybody from Vermont Public Radio has heard this coverage from Burlington, Vermont, Please, you know, do call InfoWars and tell them, because obviously I wasn't the only one listening to this. And it seemed like that whole story was just shoved aside. And we were told that, you know, the passengers over took the Shanksville aircraft, and technically speaking, it was crashed before he went any further, apparently on its way to the Capitol or to the White House. So this is what got me quite concerned and upset, because I saw that. I thought that, oh, the United States government, with all its technology, with all its desire, will get to the bottom of this. This is going to be analyzed, like, from a scientific perspective, engineers, structural engineers, the whole thing is going to be exposed, and we're going to have something appear that should appear. I'm not going to judge, and I'm not going to, you know, so much has been written about it that, you know, I think second to the Kennedy assassination.
Well, I mean, listen, yeah. I want to get into 9/11 with both of you right now. Obviously, the official story is a fraud. And they always say, oh, you say the firefighters blew it up. No, that they always extrapolate down to that. But clearly, criminal elements of the government were involved. There were stand downs of the FBI. They were stand downs at going after the people at the flight schools. Building 7 had bombs in it. They've got all the architect and engineer groups. And now in New York, the firefighter union and the union of fire marshals. And they had a countdown. I've never read the police that heard the 10-second countdown to blow up 7. And they announced, Larry Silverstein said they gave the order to have a controlled demolition. He said that in a PBS documentary, I guess, because at one point they realized it was going to come out, so they wanted to hide it in plain view. I mean, that's all there. I want to get your take on that, Carlos. But so we'll come back to you in a moment. But since you raised that, John, you want to comment on this topic of 9/11? And we'll also get into Epstein.
Yes, I do, yes. Because this whole thing, as you've said for a long time, I've said it too, for a very long time, that the 9/11 was a setup. It was a total hoax. I have seen over the years, because my family has had a television since around either late 1950 or early 1951, and over the years, I have seen dozens of buildings demolished. And the way those buildings pancaked, just boom, 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 like that, that was anything but coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence. Coincidence is when your little boy bends over to pick up a three-leaf clover and he finds a four-leaf clover next to it. But this wanton destruction of innocent American lives was not a coincidence, and I think George W. Bush and Dick Cheney should be hanged.
May I comment?
Oh, yes, you guys are hosting. Go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I just wanted to leave something with you all, because everybody knows the stories about, you know, 9/11, September 11. There's so much confusion and so on, but I simply followed a scientific approach. I said, listen, you know, I want evidence based. I want to make sure we're doing something that is actually informative and that is not just the typical run-of-the-mill coverage. So I looked at the fact that George Herbert Walker Bush was throughout the story all the way to 9/11, and that was quite distressing to me, because it really looked like a major linkage. If you look at September 11th through the Bushes, this is the best way to actually understand what I think really happened. Because if you look at Mohammed Atta, who was presumably the leader of the 19 terrorists that led the attack, Mohammed Atta trained at Hoffman Aviation. Hoffman Aviation's owner, Wally Hillard, was linked to Jeb Bush and Catherine Harris, as you remember, the governor of the state of Florida and secretary of state. Then you have them, in turn, linked through Wally Hillard to Jack Abramoff, who was running the casinos frequented by Mohammed Atta and his associates, and suspected by everyone that knew them there that they were, you know, well-behaved and so on, but they were actually going to pick up money. Jack Abramoff's special assistant throughout his legal career in the lawyer's firm, was Susan Ralston. And Susan Ralston's special assistant to Jack Abramoff, just a month after President George W. Bush becomes president through, as you know, the counting brouhaha in Florida, right, becomes president. Susan Ralston becomes the special assistant to the President of the United States, inexplicably. And Susan Ralston becomes then the executive director with Karl Rove, who was, in fact, you know, the second in command for policy and so on for George Walker Bush. George W. Bush, sorry. So there you have Mohammed Atta, you have Hoffman Aviation, Jack Abramoff, Susan Ralston, Karl Rove, and George W. Bush. Now, you explain how Mohammed Atta gets to high ground, basically, with Abramov, and then, bingo, right to the President of the United States. And more specifically, Jeb Bush, on September 11, on the evening of the morning of the 12th, at 2 o'clock in the morning, arranges with, you know, U-Haul trucks, federal agents. They go to Huffman Aviation, and they clean out the offices, load two trucks, Ryder trucks, and they bring it to a C-130 aircraft, which he boards himself and goes to Washington with all the information, as you know, from Huffman Aviation. How is it possible? It happened on the 11th in the morning, and then at 2 o'clock in the morning, bingo, there we go. How come? But then if you look further into Huffman Aviation and what it was in Venice, Florida, it links right back to the Bushes because it links right back to Herbert Walker Bush, the senior president who was working clearly in the Contra affair and MENA in Arkansas, the linkage, and pilots that were flying aircraft into this little airport in Venice, Florida, Huffman. 3 weeks after Mohammed Atta arrives from Afghanistan, Wally Hilliard's jet, a rental jet, he had several of them, which were used for free by Jeb Bush and Catherine Harris, by the way. These Wally Hilliard aircraft is accosted. And they found, I believe, 34 pounds or 43 pounds of heroin, and the DEA took the aircraft away and pounded it from Willie Hilliard. Now, this is what should have happened at that point, is that Willie Hilliard should have been stopped from doing anything. You know.
Okay, okay. We've got to go to break and end the hour, and I took some of you guys' time and some of the next group of callers kind of introducing the show today. As we do this more in the future, we're probably going to expand the time, and we're going to, you know, obviously have less of the host talking. But since you guys got on, you've done a great job, John in Wyoming and Carlos in Canada. Carlos is a grad of Stirling University in Scotland, PhD in cognitive psychology, studied at the Montreal Neurological Institute, scientist, microbiologist, and financial advisor. Wow, both these guys are amazing, and I appreciate you being our first two guest host callers, and we're going to do this again next week. I'll probably host it. If not, we'll have somebody else in here, but I want to invite you both back on, and this time it'll be a full 30 minutes, I promise, when we go to you. And in the future, if you guys have a website or something else you'd like to plug or talk about, that'd be great. But John in Wyoming, Carlos in Canada, I don't think we could have started with two better guys, so thank you both. Any 20-second closing comments from each of you?
Yeah, first of all, Alex, I have two quick questions for those Democrat gun grabbers. Number one.
Hold on. We're going to come back from break on the next hour. You'll both have about a minute to finish up, and then we'll get the next group of callers on and the next guest host. Stay with us. Second hour coming up. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. We're overriding all our streams, satellite, TV, everything. This is going out everywhere. I didn't really know that was going to happen, but that's kind of cool. This is on satellites, on TV stations all over the country, and radio stations. They're picking us up live. We'll be right back with the second hour. Worldwide, I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're about to go to Jim and Laura. We can get her on the line, and of course, Chase and a lot of other folks. We're going to get Charles on. Everybody in this hour is going to have a good 10-15 minutes apiece to really lay out what they have to say, not get interrupted, and basically commercial-free. I mean, we have that break at the start of the hour, in the middle of the hour, for some TV stations and radio stations that are carrying this. And this is going to be a beta test. I was kind of internet-only streamed to Infowars.com audiences, but I guess the decision was made. Which I remember somebody asking me about this. I guess satellite, radio, full site, overriding everything right now. And that's kind of cool. We're working the kinks out here doing more live shows. But then when this live show's over, it's not up anymore. We're going to have to upload it We have a whole automation system at band.video, but why the hell did I build that? Who knows? But we're going to work through all of this through communication, and you've got my dedication. I'm going to be here 7 days a week now, up to 12, 14 hours a day, because we're not going to let the globalists shut us down. And we're going to shed our skin and get bigger and beat them politically. We're going to do it together. Okay, John, you were going to finish up your statements, and then Carlos. Thank you, John, in Wyoming. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I want to ask the Democrats two questions briefly. Give us the name of one murderer, rapist, armed robber, drug dealer, gangbanger, head case, terrorist, school shooter, mall shooter, or workplace shooter who obeys gun laws. They can't do it because a criminal is a lawbreaker, and a lawbreaker is one who, by definition, breaks the law. And yet these people expect these hardcore criminals and head cases, most of them hopped up on these pharma drugs, to somehow obey a gun law when they won't obey the other 20,000 gun laws in America. And secondly, I want them to tell us why they had no outrage. Where was their outrage when Barack Obama was sending 2,500 automatic weapons to the murderous Mexican drug cartels? You know, where was their outrage? I didn't hear a peep of protest from any of these Democrats.
Well, that's an excellent question, and I harped on this yesterday during the Friday show a lot. It is the drugs that is the biggest contributor, because it gets rid of inhibition, makes people feel psychotic, vicious, delusions of grandeur. Serotonin reuptake inhibitors are in the hallucinogen class. Just like most people take acid, they have a great trip, but maybe 1 out of 100, you kill your wife, you kill your husband, you jump off a cliff, you eat your fingers. Same thing with PCP or anything. They're on drugs in that class. The inserts say it. So we need to make it about the suicide mass murder pills that are known to get rid of your inhibition. I mean, they have studies where shrimp swim up to fish and basically commit suicide. Fish become suicidal and attack fish 10 times their size. If you think I'm joking, just type in shrimp and other aquatic life commit suicide on Prozac. There's so much Prozac-type runoff of those hundreds of drugs in the same class that's happening. We need to say, you're the ones hyping up mass shootings that the studies show make crazies think of this as an option, and you're the ones, there it is, shrimp on Prozac commit suicide. I'm not joking, folks. This is just insane. We have to get on the offense and go out and pick it outside Eli Lilly and outside Merck, and we've got to go and pick it outside CNN and say, listen, you little bastards, we know what you're doing, and change the subject away from law-abiding gun owners. Thank you so much. But again, the people at Infowars.com that are trolls in the article that we've got up there with the video where I'm selling the Beto Not Take Our Firearms pun shirt that's already very popular, that's going to be shipping out by Wednesday of this week, being made right here in Texas right now. They're like, oh, geez, that won't do anything. Speaking up, free speech, that won't do anything. No reviews yet. It just came out yesterday. That won't do anything. First Amendment is what will save the Second. If we slide into civil war back to 1776, man, have we failed. But we'll have to win in that theater. Thank you, John. God bless you. Carlos, I think first two callers here on the caller show. What would you like to close up with?
Just basically, I want to say, Alex, that when you and Mr. Barnes get together you have an IQ of 900 in history. It's amazing.
Well, Barnes is really smart. I'm impressed with him.
I love it. I just wanted to say, basically, listen, you know, when you consider the 9/11, the September 11 tragedy, you have to consider that in history throughout, you should not have a president that was once a director of the CIA, that's for sure. And the CIA basically went rogue, and if you account for all of the things that they have done, all the people that have suffered, all the drug deals, everything, you really don't have a reason to have a military that you can call and be proud of in the United States, and a central intelligence agency that does what this one has done. And I think if President Trump succeeds in doing two things, basically, which Kennedy couldn't do, one was to put the Federal Reserve where it belongs and restore the power to the Treasury of the United States for the currency and the funding and so on of the government. with the avowal of the people directly. And the second thing is to eliminate all these clandestine operations with the George Soros of this world and all of these CIA guys that are, you know, black ops and all that baloney, you know. Just basically submit more of that control to the military of the United States, backed by the avowal and the power and the intelligence and the technology of the American people. Then you have an America that will be great and will be greater than still again.
Well, Carlos, you've always been an amazing contributor, and I didn't, you know, I think been calling in 12, 13 years, however long it's been. And John's been calling in, I should have asked him on air, but I think it's like 15, 16, 17, 18. There's another guy named Mark who I know, who's a medical doctor. He's been calling in like 20. I want to make sure off the call list we have that we get Mark to come on next week with you guys as well. We're going to go to Chase the Patriot and some of the other callers, Jim, and others here in just a minute. But Carlos, thank you so much. God bless you. What Carlos said is so central. In 1947, they had the National Security Act allowing British intelligence, is basically who it is. It's not the British, but it's the group that took control of the British Empire. This is in mainline history books. This is not my opinion, but it's just not widely known. Just like fluoride lowers your IQ, that's not widely known. Now it's mainstream news. I'm not really telling you stuff that's that hard to know. I know you as the audience get that. We've got to warn other people. It's our responsibility. And criminal globalist foundations have gotten control from its beginning of the CIA. So are there some good people in the CIA? Of course. If there's some good people, in any organization, but power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And the very same globalists have gotten control of the FBI and the Justice Department. Andrew McCabe's impending indictment, which is now confirmed, that is a huge sign that folks realize this has got to be fixed. Because they've been acting with total impunity. Think of how a spoiled, rotten 15-year-old, if they had total impunity and secrecy and unlimited budget, how they'd act. But most people in those agencies got involved for the right reasons, and they get killed, folks. They get audited, and they get put in prison. And members of Congress that exposed the IRS, like Congressman Hansen, got tortured for years, dieseled till his feet exploded, you know, being driven around the back of those. I mean, folks have gone through a lot fighting this. And so the fight's happening inside the agencies, it's happening outside the agencies, and it's just deadly serious. Deadly serious. And absolutely devolve power back to the states, back to the original military units, and back to missions. Instead, you have Soros dug in with billions of dollars of taxpayer money that Obama triggered. Trump's trying to get the funding cut, but it's so embedded that the State Department's still funding illegal alien caravans coming into the U.S. And then Trump's trying to kill it. They just switch the money around and ignore him in a mutinous fashion. This is insane. There's a civil war going on in the bureaucracy. All right, let's go to the next group here. We'll go to Jim and then Chase the Patriot. After that, we're trying to get Laura on. She's not answering, but we want to get her on. We understand something may have come up. And Charles in Georgia. So this is perfect because I came on a little bit late and kind of pontificated. But in the future, I intend to probably cycle through 10 callers every 2 hours or so, as I said. And we're going to re-air all of this in 51 minutes, in case you missed any of it, on the satellites, on the radio, on the streams. And again, we're working out the kinks here, but it's going pretty well. We've got a stream at band.video as well, and a stream on Infowars.com that we're asking everybody to share. This is a participation sport. Okay. Jim Baker, and then, of course, we got Chase the Patriot, and let's introduce these folks to you and the things that they want to get into. Bio is a historian, worked for the Trump campaign. We've had him on before, and he exposed how they have the Koch brothers trying to come in and take it over today, and Trump deep state Koch brothers. And so he ran multi-states like Illinois and others, and one from memory, so we really appreciate him coming on, a great, great, great guest. And, of course, we also have Chase the Patriot, Chase Landers, Chase the Patriot, local activist, host daily live call-in show via Chase the Patriot, 10 p.m. Pacific time on YouTube. Topics, local activism, big tech takeover of the schools, and attack on our God-given rights. So let's start with Jim Baker first, a little bit about himself, and then the latest on Trump. Going after Bolton, one of the Koch brothers dying. He was a guest on the main show just about a month ago, did a great job breaking it down. So thank you so much, Jim. You've got the floor for the next 8, 9, 10 minutes, and then we'll bring in the other guests and have you guys talk about 10 minutes, then obviously let Chase the Patriot have his say. But thank you, Jim.
Hey, Alex, pleasure to be with you. God bless you. You know, as you know, I'm retired from politics pretty much. While I was in politics, you know, I saw a lot of evil on both sides, and not only from the Koch brothers, but I ran independent campaigns as well where we did have some Democrat support. And I know one was in shortly after the Podesta emails came out, and I had occultist Democrats tell me that that was tame compared to some of the things that they'd experienced. So I really want to talk about kind of this Luciferian agenda. When I retired from politics, I actually started to do a lot of research into the left, the satanic left. I went through some Gnostic Gospels, read a lot of handbooks from secret societies, things like that, a lot of ancient texts, books that you can't get on Amazon or in bookstores. They're all in private collections. And I'm actually working on a book about spiritual warfare. You know, a lot of Christian conservatives that I know think that we're battling a secular agenda. Rather than that, though, it's actually a Luciferian agenda. You know, they don't disbelieve in God. They believe in God at the highest levels. They just despise him and despise his people.
By the way, I promise not to interrupt for at least 5 minutes with you guys, but you're so on target. Gillette lost $8 billion saying men are bad, families are bad, men and women are bad, men and women having children are bad. This is all poison, like fluoride in the water. It's killing us. It's a satanic, anti-human agenda. And they said, we don't care if we lose $8 billion. We are carrying out a spiritual, holy mission. They actually said, we are carrying out a basically a holy mission. They don't care. He says, it's a price worth paying. The NFL doesn't care if they lose 40% of the viewers. It is an anti-human, post-human cult. Sorry, take over.
And these, you're exactly right. And these people trace their bloodlines back to, I mean, the pre-flood era. I mean, you look at, you know, the Knights Templar, the Sinclairs, the Merovingians, the British Royals, especially Rosicrucians, Freemasons. They all actually, like I said, they believe scripture and they take it back to Genesis 6. So I could just read a quick passage from Genesis for you from the Holy Bible, King James Version. It says, the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. There were giants in the earth in those days, or the Nephilim in Hebrew. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of man, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. So what this piece of Genesis is talking about is that, you know, Lucifer rebelled in prehistory, fell from heaven, became Satan, and basically a third, according to the Bible, a third of the angels fell with him. Now, sometime before the flood, a third of these angels took on human form, mated with human women, and created these hybrids or Nephilim. This is all according to the Bible. You know, Christians don't like reading the Old Testament, but you can really find a lot of these satanic origins in there. And this is what they believe. These royal societies and things like that, they believe they're direct descendants of these hybrids. You know, if you ever, you see Prince Charles tracing back to Dracula. Well, Dracula, Vlad the Impaler, also traced his bloodlines back to these demigods, which you also see across all cultures in their ancient texts. Mesoamericans, Greeks, of course, and pretty much throughout Asia, everywhere. So basically, what they're saying is that they are more than human. You know, we're just drones, you know, worker bees, things like that. But anyways, in these ancient texts, these warrior kings or these Nephilim kings established a satanic religion that's still being followed today. Those three tenets of that religion, the first were blood rituals, including child sacrifice, blood drinking, cannibalism. The second tenet was sexual perversion. And the third was elemental or nature worship, you know, worshiping of the sun, which we would see today as the climate change agenda. So when I looked at all these ancient texts and these Gnostic texts and things like that, I saw a red line from ancient history before the flood all the way to these elite cabals, royal societies, things like that today. They're still working to implement this Luciferian agenda. If you look at CERN in Switzerland, I mean, they admit that there's two things they're really trying to do. One is to find this God particle, which will eventually allow the transfer of spirits. That comes back to human-animal chimeras as well. A lot of the AI stuff we see, and you got to remember, this was also, if you remember the Bushes, they talked about 1,000 points of light.
That also has to do with this divine spark or this God particle. Anytime you hear light, you know, or Lucent Technologies, that was once at 666, I believe Park Avenue or Wall Street, you know, you got to remember that Lucifer stands for light bearer. He was an angel of light before he fell. So their ultimate goal is this nightmare scenario, which is also predicted in the Bible. I tell people, if you actually read your Bible, you'll see the whole globalist agenda laid out before your eyes. Their scenario is first getting rid of a large segment of the population.
All right, Jim, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. Let me just add a few points to this. Whether this is real or not, the globalists believe they descend from off-world bloodlines. That's what the whole Prometheus alien movies are about. The New York Times has this transpermia thing where they believe they're from another planet. And then God says, I'm destroying the planet, the surface of it, to get rid of the Nephilim, and there's only a few humans that haven't been crossed with them. Then you get all the alien abduction reports and all the things that are going on, how they're creating hybrids. And then you look at somebody like Mark Zuckerberg, and everybody says he acts like a robot. He's like, he's not human. Beto O'Rourke always just saying, oh, look, I'm a human. I do what you do. I care, doing all these little human things in front of the camera. And they do it so badly. And you ask yourself, what's really going on here? Well, they're throwing it in your face. We're on a planet. We're in space. What you said is absolutely true. But let me tell you, aliens are real. But let me explain. They've already created animal-human hybrids. Well, that's not from this world. That's a new creation. Alien just means not from here. So we're all looking for outer space, and physicists say, oh, they, you know, it's too far away. They can't get here. No, it's interdimensional. And you look at the bugs and everything. That's the nanotech and the viruses and the bacteria. It's already here. And so they believe they're elites, but they're actually don't have emotions other than doing evil things. They're not higher order. And they're trying to convince us that they are the higher order. Now, even if you don't believe this, folks, this is what the establishment believes. It's what they believe they're bringing in. And this new superhuman where we merge with machines, but all the other humans have to die. So that's why they're pushing it. It's their religion. And they've been trying to get control forever. And they need us to build it because we're really more advanced than them. The issue is, though, we are in a embryonic or larval form. Okay, so, and that's the truth, and they actually know that. And so that's why they're coming out with all these things to induce us and entice us and seduce us and program us and make us depressed so we then get deeper into their face-sucker control. So this is why I love getting you guys on and then letting you go wherever you want, because these are callers I think are interesting about whatever you want. This is really wild and amazing. So do a few more minutes, Jim, and you'll be back again next week or the week after that or whenever you want, and then we're going to bring Chase the Patriot in as well. Continue.
Yeah, so just connecting this to today and the agenda today. They do believe this, like you said. And the three tenets I talked about earlier we're seeing today. I mean, just in the headlines in the last week. One, child sacrifice. Okay, 125,000 babies are aborted every day. I'm guessing that's probably a low estimate. And then you've got Bernie Sanders on television saying, you know, we have to export abortion to the third world to protect the climate. Okay, so we're basically going back to sacrificing children to the sun god. So there's nothing new under the sun, just like it says in the book of Ecclesiastes. And then you've also got this uptick in normalization of cannibalism. Now, this is just in the really, really early stages, but you've got Swedish scientists, academics in the U.S. saying that to combat climate change, we need to remove the stigma of cannibalism. And I've heard people say, well, that's never going to happen. Well, go back in time and talk to somebody 50 years ago and ask them about abortion in the same manner. They're going to say, oh, no way we'd have abortion on demand and we'd have people killing babies after they're born. So this is a gradual thing where they're moving to do all this stuff. And it all revolves around this climate change agenda.
And if you take part in taking baby parts or genetically engineered systems in the degradation and the sin, they'll let you, quote, live a little longer. But really, they're taking your natural life away. We're not living as long now. And then they're giving you artificiality to live as a diseased cyborg as it sucks your soul. I mean, the whole thing is a binary weapon system.
Yeah, and if you look at it, I mean, that's their goal. These people like David Rockefeller and British royalty, they live much longer than we do. I mean, they look like corpses, but their goal is immortality. Just like it was in ancient times, they want to be as the gods were, or so as they believed they were. They just want to use us as chattel. We're just slaves. That's their goal. Now, how we fix this, and I've seen you do it a lot in the last couple months. You're getting very, very more openly spiritual, talking about Christ. You know, we put the God put the restrainer on earth, and that is supposed to be the church through operation of the Holy Spirit. Why this is escalating now is that the church has fallen. Most churches now are no different than the world. They preach prosperity gospel. They accept all kinds of sin. So the restrainer is falling away because the church is corrupted. And I'm not talking about the Roman Catholic Church. That was corrupted a long time ago. I mean, we basically have the Pope that is an Antichrist right now. He's a Luciferian.
And Paul Watson did a video on this saying, you know, conservatives aren't conservative anymore on decadence. They're just accepting everything, which you think is going to make the left nice. No, it's always more, 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 more.
Yeah, so I mean, what we have to do is there's still Bible-believing churches out there. I belong to one. They're mostly local assemblies of believers. And that's what's postponing God's judgment right now on this society, his final judgment.
No, you're right. They're trying to get us to accept evil to remove the protection.
Right, exactly. I mean, Satan's not stupid, but and neither are his minions leading the world right now. But we have the power of Christ. We have the power of Christ's blood. So if we go out and preach the message of the cross, preach Christ crucified, we can combat this. The Lord Jesus Christ said we have dominion over evil. We just have to exercise it. So we need to fight against this through preaching Christ, because these people, these worker bees for them that claim to be secular or even claim to be Luciferian, they don't know what they're doing. It's a small group of people at the top that are orchestrating all this through mind control, through the society. I mean, we talk about demigods. Have we not seen over the last 15 years this increase in superhero mythology? And we basically have grown men crying and wetting themselves over the next Spider-Man movie or Iron Man movie. They're bringing in this occult stuff. They did it with Harry Potter, too. They're using this to control the masses and get them to accept supernatural things that don't really exist, but it takes them away from the real work, which is preaching Christ, which is loving your neighbor, which is, you know, promoting values that help propagate the human race and don't destroy it.
And now, as Reverend Childress said when he was on about the genocide of babies already born on Friday, the line is now not misty. It's blazing. It's clear. And the people I know that are under this wavelength, this program, we know our cells are all electrochemical receivers and transmitters. It's not new agey. It's all admitted. And the ancients all knew this. And these people that get into evil, they become like robots. I know people that weren't turned over to evil who are given the great delusion and they're gone. And it's drugs a lot of times. Other times it's not drugs. Like the Bible said, the pharmakia opens you up to sorcery, opens you up to spirits. And that's what this is. I mean, again, a dog can only see a little bit of blue and a little bit of red. Everything else is black and white. Deer can only see, you know, black and white. It's only humans and apes and a few other things that, you know, that see in full color. Well, we see the whole spectrum of quote color. That's only one little tiny part though of all the bandwidth. So because a dog can't see green, does green exist? If the dog was looking at the screen, he wouldn't see green trees over there. He would just see the shapes again. So there's all these dimensions. It's all been proven. We know this keeps happening. We know every culture gets taken over by a priest class that demands by increment more and more until it's depopulate, sacrifice the kids, hallucinate on drugs, and then the society collapses and a few people run to the hills and hide from the priest class. And the priest class, if they even survive, become like basically, you know, the killers. This used to happen in Native American tribes where they would go through this. And then the priests would go crazy and become like these, you know, these night walkers. They were just psychotic, demon-possessed, going and murdering and eating people. I mean, that happens in every culture. And it's even when there's plenty of food. Even when this just keeps happening because there's a spirit that wants to kill the planet. It's a broadcast, a transmission saying, kill yourselves, kill yourselves, kill yourselves, kill yourselves, hate yourselves, kill yourselves. Don't have space. No, you're never going to get into space. You're never going to, no. God's not real, because it's a transmission literally from this fallen alien that wants to kill us. But it first wants to use us to build something to get off the planet. It's all right there in the Bible.
Yeah, I just wish people, and I think there will be a revival here.
as we approach the end times. If people will just pick up their Bible and pray to the Lord before they start reading for the blessing of the Holy Spirit, that he can guide them and help them understand the text. I mean, that's what I do every time I pick up the Bible. And you can see, it's a living book. You can see.
And that's why they hate it so much. I'm going to have you guys for 10 more minutes into the next, and we'll have a couple more callers on, Charles and others. But let's go ahead and bring Chase the Patriot in here, and then he'll be able to get into his topics with you next segment. Topics on local activism, big tech in the schools. Those are great topics, Chase. But we'll get to that next segment with both of you guys. What's your take on what he was just saying, what Jim was just saying?
Yeah, you know, I just happen to have a couple articles right on that topic. You know, he's talking about this merging with machines. I got Fox News, July 10th, 2019, where it says a professor, you must merge with machines to survive in the future. Elon Musk, CNBC. This is from the 2017. You must merge with machines. But, you know, it's an amazing thing. This is all connected to that UN plan, the depopulation. They're putting drugs in the water, New York Times. You can go read about it. The administration under Nixon. We've got National Security Memorandum 200 talking about depopulation of the world. But, Alex, I really want to just start off by saying thank you so much for this opportunity. You know, the way I've been listening to all these callers, you really are looking like the Ben Franklin of today. Because Ben Franklin and his Pennsylvania Gazette, he would have all kinds of different patriots write in, sometimes with their name, sometimes with an alias, and they were willing to put their thoughts on paper. But Ben Franklin was the one that kind of set it up as the meeting place, and that's exactly what I see you doing, inspiring others.
Well, that's what I'd like to do. It's funny you said that, because that's actually the plan that I've had for years, and I haven't done it. I want to get like 20, 30 callers who want to at least host a few hours a week, who are trusted, good, smart people with different perspectives that all come together. And then I want to start really like a morning journal show, a national journal, you know, not just a Washington journal, where we have a couple hosts that don't talk too much. We're going to break. We got to go to break. But both of you stay right there. I'll tell you about this when we come back on the other side of the break. But it's very, very exciting. And then we can have like a Savannah Hernandez or, you know, somebody else who comes in and just says, here's a bunch of news and topics. These are our topics. And just read what the headline is. Take regular callers, but have a couple of callers who are always on to talk to the host and the caller on those subjects, and who then bring up a topic that they can talk about in the last segment of the hour. And then it just goes like that, because to me, that would be a really cool show. And it would also train people like me to shut up more and have the callers talk like we just heard. We're going to come back to Chase the Patriot, finish up with what he was saying, then get Jim Baker's take, and then get into the subjects Charles wants to get into as well. So Jim Baker, Chase the Patriot, and Charles, Louisiana, Georgia, please, all of you, stay right there. We'll be right back.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, the system built the internet to track, trace, and control us. And they built the big social media to try to get us onto these reservations, these plantations, these gulags that Matt Drudge called them. And now you see them really using it, saying, we'll tell you what you can talk about, what you can do. We're going to control your life. We're going to consolidate all the companies. We're going to bring in total power and control. And we're doing it. Jim Baker managed three or four, was it five states for the Trump getting him elected. He's a well-known guy. We've had him on. And he's getting into how he's writing a book, getting into the heart of this and who these people are and where they come from. And sounds like a great idea, so people understand the mystery of evil and why they're going out of their way to hurt society, dumb down kids, break up families, poison people's minds, lower IQs. Well, they've come to kill, steal, and destroy. A lot of people are followers and are joining evil. And Chase the Patriot was getting into local activism, big tech, and in the schools. Boy, they've come in with the iPads and the laptops and just their programming at every level. And he's also restreaming on YouTube right now as well. Then we want to get Jim's take on that. So Chase, get into your topics for you know, 10 minutes or so, and then we'll get Jim's take. Then we're going to go to Charles in Georgia, wants to talk about Trump needs executive orders on big tech and social media. People keep going back to that because this isn't about private companies. It's about them operating as utilities, lying to everyone, violating their terms of service, selling all your data illegally, and then creating a post-human environment. Chase the Patriot, please continue.
Yeah, Alex, thanks again. You know, you got to be bold, you got to be brave, and it's citizen activism taking charge and taking action. And about a year and a half ago, you did that reporter challenge, and you put it out there for everybody to start uploading videos. And I would have never been on YouTube. I would never do technology. I didn't like the internet, but I was sick and tired of America under attack. I was sick and tired of free speech under attack, Christianity under attack. So I decided, hey, I'm going to start doing it. And I just never stopped. And so I've continued to grow. I do a live show every night. I've got over 2,000 subscribers now. I'm so proud of that. And we get normal callers like Sam, Pastor Sam, and Al from Ohio, who helped you with that DNA Force ad you put together. And again, it's just something that I'm just a common guy over here in crazy California, and I just decided to do something. And now, look, I don't know how many people are watching or listening to me, but my voice can be heard.
Well, I've seen it. Some of your videos get 100,000. Most of them get a couple thousand. Well, globalists will travel across the country to talk to a couple hundred people to brainwash them. So everything we're doing is beautiful, despite their shadow banning, despite all of it. We're coming together, and as they try to censor, more people are getting on air.
That's right. And the bold and the initiative, I got to put it out there, too. I got to get on your band.video. You can upload these. I want to do that. But, you know, I don't want to just talk about that all day. But I'm ready for you, Al.
We're just trying to get the personnel on there. And we're going to have my band.video where it has promos. We're going to have it where it has special reports. We're going to have it where it has, you know, funny videos, memes. And then we're going to add a whole bunch of people with channels. We're just trying to get it set up. We're kind of mom and pop, too.
All right, so let me get into the main thing why I do this, why I do a show every single night. I want everyone to know that they are children of God. They were created with certain rights, just like Thomas Jefferson wrote down in the Declaration of Independence. We are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. And right now, these are under attack from every single angle, whether it's the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and those are the two that I want to key in on today, because as you know, the last few weeks, we've seen them kind of combine together to attack our God-given rights. So sadly, we saw that President Trump was possibly going forth with his social credit score about the Second Amendment, using all of big data. They're collecting it. I have here from Forbes.com. Apple is forced to turn over the scope from your rifle data. I have on here from Vox.com. Amazon is listening to everything you do in your house. I have here from the Daily Beast. Xbox is watching you. Big Brother is watching you. I have here from CNET.com. Your iPhone is watching you. On and on and on. We know everything's watching, but now the big tech and the data is now being determined whether or not you can have a firearm, as we know. Now, the troubling part, Alex, is President Trump has already shown signs that's a little concerning. I like a lot of the things he's doing. I'm a big supporter of him. But when you see him attacking the tool, as in the bump stock, I don't care about a bump stock, but you don't blame the tool. And when you see him saying we could take the guns and then due process second, hopefully he was playing that 3D chess, but I still don't like to hear that. But, you know, you're talking about the in the schools, and that's another one I want to bring up. A lot of parents don't realize this, but Google has taken over their classrooms. You can bring from the Internet Times here of how Google took over the American classroom and created a Gmail generation. There are over 30 million school children right now from all ages. They are forced. Everything they read, everything they watch, everything they look up, everything they type is put into what's called a Google Classroom system. And in that, it's all collected by big data, big companies, and that is your child, your child's brain. Now, think about the AI supercomputer that we know they're trying to develop. You can call it Mark of the Beast. You can call it the beast rising from the sea. But this is something that every child, a new generation, without any warning, without any kind of concern, they are being flooded with this technology, and every single thing they do is collected. Now, Alex, when you put that all together, when you start to see the attack on language, when you see the propaganda that Google has limited search results, when your child looks up certain words or certain concepts or certain articles, they're not going to find out the truth. They're going to find out what
this is a new dark age. This is what George Orwell wrote about in 1984, how the Fabian socialist that he was actually working with at the BBC, he was putting reality into fiction, wanted to limit language down to one-tenth of what it was so no one could even get concepts and were returned back to basically cavemen.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And here's the thing about this. As they give them more and more of this technology, it's all done because, a lot of these schools, they're struggling with their funds. They don't have a lot of money. And so they say the savior is that, Google and Apple, they're all going to compete to see who can flood in with all this.
Yes, this is the great Trojan horse, the great centralization of curricula, and all of us are in a giant re-education camp.
That's right. It's like a giant Trojan horse. You're exactly right. But the problem is, so many of our parents, they have no idea this is going on. You know, they see that there's a classroom with a computer, and hey, my child gets to bring home a computer. Well, think about the data that's being collected by these companies that, as we know, are directly working with the communist Chinese.
Oh, and it's wirelessly dialed in, getting all of your they admit that, all your passcodes, everything. Exactly. Why is Trump worried about Huawei stealing everybody's data? Or the Israelis got caught, you know, with stingrays in D.C. And I say prosecute them, stealing stuff from the White House. It's what it all does. It's what big tech does. It's designed. It's criminal. It's got to stop. But they're making it so ubiquitous, flooding everything with it, that by the time we realize it, we're politically dead already.
Yeah, you know, the good news is, though, like I was talking about earlier, you, anybody, you can take action. You know, I was kind of inspired. That last push was that reporter challenge you did. But because of me making these episodes, recently the local Tulare County Republicans group, they asked me to come and speak at their meeting, and I was able to give an hour-long speech. And all I did was talk about all these important issues, and I introduced them to Google Classroom and how it was corrupting their children. And then they invited me to help in Congressman Nunes's booth here at the local fair to go get people registered to vote and hand out questionnaires. And again, Alex, I'm just a guy who decided to take some action, and anyone can do it. Start a YouTube page, call into your local radio show, call into InfoWars, write to the local editor of your newspaper. Do something, take some action. This is your country. This is your rights. You need to learn what they are so we can defend them into the future. And again, that's what I do every single night. I get people on. They call from all over the country, from Louisiana and from Ohio and from Florida. I got people watching from New Zealand, and it's an amazing thing where I can kind of have my finger on the pulse of America in a way.
And the answer is to get all of them to start streaming and doing shows, because so many people who love God and who are good, strong folks, they think it's arrogant to get a show. They think it's bossy, or they think, well, I'm not ready, I'm not perfect. It doesn't matter. Get on air. Let's bring in Jim Baker to comment on this. Jim, I mean, you did a lot of work getting Trump elected. How many states were you running for Trump? And it was so corrupt, not Trump, the people around it, that, you know, you've retired and are now writing books about this. But, I mean, what do you think of what Jim's saying or what Chase the Patriot's saying before we bring Charles in here?
Yeah, I mean, I ran 4 states for Trump. I helped out in several more. And that's just a little piece of my political career. I mean, I ran campaigns all over the country. But yeah, I did see the corruption on both sides. But as far as technology, you know, that's another, you know, big pillar of this Luciferian cult that these globalists are trying to propagate here. I mean, we know, you know, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs before him, and or, you know, and kind of concurrent with him, and Tim Cook. They're all Luciferian. They're all, you know, taking mind-altering drugs and trying to reach this new level of consciousness. And the ultimate goal, as I said earlier, is the power of knowledge to become immortal. I mean, but it comes down to this. You know, we all use technology, but if we fall into these iPhone cults and things like that, eventually you're going to have to choose between Satan and the deception that's rooted in...
That's right, because they're going to take the iPhone and the brain chip and the pleasure stimulations and the drugs all away unless you partake in killing babies and taking organs and having clones walking around that are mixed with animals and all total abomination. And it's all going to accelerate towards a frenzy they'll call a singularity. It's not. It's going to be a frenzy towards mass suicide, mass death, the ocean poison, nuclear weapons going off. The Bible is all going to be manifest because God wouldn't put us in this without giving us a cheat sheet. And now everything we were warned about is all manifesting. There it is right there. DARPA's. Put that headline back up, please. DARPA's brain chip implants could be the next big mental breakthrough or a total disaster. They're even telling you that it's going to be that. So powerful, powerful information. You guys will stay with us. We got 15 minutes left or 12 minutes left for final comments, but I want to bring Charles, our last caller, in to the transmission. Thank you, Charles, for joining us, being part of this maiden voyage. Charles from Georgia. And he can introduce himself here. He says Trump needs executive order against social media, big tech censorship. So Charles in Georgia, you've been listening to these guys. Spend a few minutes commenting on what you've heard so far, and then give us your topic you want to hit here. You've got the floor.
Yeah, you got a couple of things. Well, I think it was Jim that was talking about the stuff with the, you know, with the Illuminati and all that. There's a really good article on the CIA website by Fritz Springmeier from 1995 called The Bloodlines of the Illuminati. You can find it. Just put in CIA Illuminati, and it comes up number one on Google. It's a PDF. You can download it. It's a really long read, but once you start reading it, you can't stop. And once you've read it, you can't unread it. It goes back through all these bloodlines. These people, you know, some of them think they're descendants from Jesus. Some of them think they're descendants from the pharaohs. Some of them think they're a combination of the two. But, I mean, these people, this is the real elitist. These are the people that are doing all this stuff. This group makes, you know, my family came over on the Mayflower crowd, you know, those snubs, this group makes them look like street trash. I mean, these people are gone. This is the Rockefellers and, you know, the Carnegies and all these families that think that they descend from the pharaohs. So, that's pretty interesting. There's also another report from, 1969. It's also on the CIA website, all about the Bilderberg group, which I think is interesting because you came out in, I think, 95 or 96. Which would have been about 26 or 27 years after this report was written that the CIA had. And it's a full breakdown all about the Bilderbergs from 1969. And you spent the next, 13, 14 years screaming and yelling about the Bilderbergs, bullhorning it, going to the events. And everybody said you were a crazed lunatic, that it was a conspiracy theory. It didn't exist until 2008 when Hillary and Obama got caught going to the Bilderberg meeting. And then they finally had to admit, yes, it does exist. And now everybody knows. But I just think it's amazing that you spent 13 or 14 years screaming about something that they had a full write-up on in 1969. Took that long for it to break out, and it broke out because of you, which is
and all that was amazing. One of the powerful secretive groups. And people say, well, why aren't you covering it now? We do cover it. We do send reporters. We don't really have the money to do a lot of that these days under attack, but we now have exposed it. It's admitted. World government's out in the open. We did that job. We've been trying to get folks to admit the Democrats want to confiscate the guns. Now they're admitting it. Please continue making great points, Charles.
Yeah, well, listen, I think all that stuff's really interesting, and it's good to know the backstory and all that, but we have got to focus on what's going on right now. Trump had to do three or four things when he got in office in the first days he got in, and none of it happened. And now if he loses in 2020, he's toast. They're going to wreck him. They're going to sweep Uranium One and the Russia hoax and Epstein. They're going to sweep it all under the rug, and they're going to go after him. They're going to destroy his whole
empire. They want to punish him for what he did, just the image he is, because he's for real. He is his own man. He is a maverick, and they are going. He has to know he's in a death battle.
Well, he's got to get after it now. I mean, you know, the main thing is he has got to make sure that we have a legitimate election in 2020. And instead of doing, he was right. It's like Roger Stone said it a million times, that when given the right information, he makes the right decision every time. And it's true. And he knew in 2016 they were going to try to rig the election, and they did. They rigged against Bernie, which, you know, no love lost there, but still, you're not supposed to do that. I mean, it's still cheating, even if we don't like the guy. He was right. They did try to rig the election, and then they rigged the midterms. They rigged the special elections before that. I mean, you remember with Roy Moore, you know, they had it on video, the people busting in, and they were celebrating. Oh, they came in and stole the election. A day or two later, Rob Dew was reading the report from the election experts on the air saying that, you know, the odds of him losing that election were something like 15 billion to one. So, you know, then you look at the 2018 midterms. You got everything that happened in Florida. You saw with Matt Gaetz, they were busting in boxes of absentee ballots, bringing them in on trucks. You saw what happened. I mean, for crying out loud, look at California. They had some kind of vote sharecropping system going on out there. It was ridiculous.
We're dealing with an organized crime syndicate that has gone from incredibly corrupt to balls to the walls, bum rush, foaming at the mouth, Day of the Dead assault.
Absolutely. And that's why I think Trump, I mean, somebody in his organization convinced him to have the DHS get in charge of what's going on with the elections. Are you kidding me? They got caught red-handed in Idaho, Indiana, and Georgia hacking the firewalls by the private security firms from Georgia, Idaho, Indiana. They caught them red-handed trying to hack the firewalls over 10 times from a DHS.gov IP address. So they were the ones trying to hack the machines. And by the way, there was something weird going on in West Virginia and Kentucky as well. But they later came out and said, oh, we allowed them to do it. Whatever.
Look, from my studying, and I've had all the experts, I've seen it myself, once Democrats take over jurisdiction, it never goes back. It's pure election fraud. They loot everything. They steal all the money. They're a cancer. They're an anti-human cancer. That's why they're so dangerous. They know that the real polls are almost everyone hates them, except little trendies and little scam areas living in coffin apartments. They're all alone. But that's why they're so dangerous, is because they've got the media and they have got the money and they've got the election system in most areas, and they're trying to sew it up. What do you think we do to counter them?
Well, that's what I was going to say, is I think that Trump really needs to just fire the entire Civil Rights Division of the DOJ and bring in somebody like Robert Barnes or somebody and investigate by force now, not years from now. If he tries to look at what happened in the election after the election, they're going to accuse Trump of doing exactly what they did. So he's got to do it now. He's got to have them go in and literally scrub every one of these voter rolls in every state against the Social Security database and make sure that we have real elections. And then have sting operations and watch and do everything under the sun to catch them in the act while they're doing it in 2020, because they're going to do it again. Look, that's why they left the border wide open all this time. What did Harvard say? The study came out and said it was something like 5.7 million illegal aliens voted. They're going to do it again. They're going to steal the election if he doesn't do something about it. And if he doesn't do something about George Soros and his disgusting organization and doesn't do something with the antitrust, with Silicon Valley and the mainstream media, who owns six companies own all the media in the whole country. I mean, have you ever listened to drive time radio? I mean, it's just sound bites from the mainstream media all day long.
Oh, and let's be clear. Talk radio, they didn't do fairness doctrine to shut down talk radio. The last 10 years since Obama got in, they just went in, kicked all the top rated Patriot shows off, replaced them with fake conservative light, and then got rid of them and kind of put comedy, goofy shows, play clips, have a conservative everybody makes fun of, have a guy that claims he's not a leftist, that agrees with the leftist, and it's just a formulae. And, you know, the stations I was on, even here locally, they admitted it to me. And I'm not trying to burn people I was on their stations. I mean, but they told me, and I already knew. I mean, they're like, yeah, we got a $2 million a year ad for this 30-minute-a-week show that should be, you know, be a third that price, and it was to take you off the air. And so they just have hospital district. You know, that's the city of Austin comes and pays to get me off the air. And then they run these hospital shows, and it's 30 minutes an hour a week, but then all the conservative shows go off. They bought them off. And so a lot of stations have this joke. They'll put me on for like a year, the ratings go up, so that ESPN or one of these hospital districts or whatever, they come and buy the station out. They lease it just to get me off. They're on for a year. They go away. They put me back on. They come back and put us back on. So stations put me on to be bought off. And so it's a big joke. That's how America really works right now, folks. They got unlimited fiat money to do it, and it's totally and absolutely sick. Please continue, Charles. A few more minutes. We're going to get Jim and Chase's take on what you've said, and when we invite you back next time, you'll have more time. Go ahead, Charles.
I just really think that, you know, you've got some contacts, you've got some people in the White House. Somebody has got to tell Trump that he cannot rely on DHS to look after the elections in 2020. Something has to be done. And I mean a full-blown investigation, and then watch very closely what happens. I mean, look at Texas. It was something like 95,000 elite voters on the rolls that shouldn't have been there. Pennsylvania, it was another 11,000, something like that.
Well, let me tell you what happened. Trump really did. Before the election and for about a year and a half, 2 years since he, I mean, he still gets some of our stuff. We really did have a conduit. It can get all sorts of stuff to Trump. Kelly came in, took over, freaked out, blocked a lot of that. And then, you know, now, and they distracted him with Russiagate. Shouldn't even have to defend himself on it. But he is about to go on the offense against McCabe and stuff. But you're right. They're bum rushing towards the election. It's only now a year out, basically, and a month and change. This is a war. And you're absolutely right. And they are so scared of him getting the right information, like you just said, like Roger Stone said, but they can't stop you from calling the White House switchboard. They can't stop you going to his rallies. They can't stop you calling into C-SPAN and all the shows because he's watching all of it. They can't stop you bullhorning outside the White House. I mean, we, the people, have to do it. That's why they just accelerated their whole censorship plan a few years ahead of schedule to shut us up, because they knew we were able to get to the president, you know, whenever something was viral on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. That's how the Secret Service and how other people would say, hey, Mr. President, look at this. And say, show me the clips. What's Alex up to? Well, that still happens some. But that's why the left's so scared. The talking points we create here are really reality-based, and it gets Hannity and Tucker and everybody else to go that direction. And so the radicalization of the Republican Party, as the globalists call it, is good. It's the realization. It's them understanding it's nationalism versus globalism. It's Christianity versus Satanism. So you're absolutely right. Jim Baker, you know, you used to run multiple states for Trump during the campaign. What do you say to what Charles is saying? I think his warning is absolutely paramount.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. But there's something else that we don't think about. This same cult or cabal that runs everything or tries to run everything owns both parties. So Trump's
co-opted a little bit because he has to rely on Republican Party infrastructure. And much of that infrastructure is corrupt, is globalist, and wants nothing more than for Trump to lose. I mean, as I talked about on my last appearance, we had major infiltration in the campaign. And let's remember, not only Democrats aren't the only party that cheat in elections. I ran the state of Kansas for Donald Trump during the caucus in 2016, and we witnessed Ted Cruz, who, by the way, is a globalist and is an overall scumbag. Actually, we witnessed him busing people from caucus site to caucus site so they could vote multiple times with the cooperation of the local GOP, which, by the way, Kansas is the state of the Koch brothers and of Mike Pompeo, who was actually congressman in their district for many years in the district where Koch
is. Jim, this is powerful. We're out of time. We're only doing 2 hours this week. It's the new roundtable show. I intend for the time being it to be 2 to 4 p.m. Central. We're probably going to expand it. And we're going to test some of the things out. But thank you so much. Thank you, Chase the Patriot. Thank you, Charles in Oregon. Chase the Patriot in California. Chase the Patriot, you want to add 30-second comment?
Yeah. Again, just thank you so much for this opportunity. When we were on hold a minute ago, Alex, Jim and I were just having a random conversation. And that conversation right there is why America can survive. I want to remind everyone, Luke 22:36. He that hath no sword, let he sell his mantle and buy one. And I want to remind everyone of Thomas Jefferson. Those who hammer their guns into plowshares will plow for those who do not. So God bless everyone. Check me out. Subscribe. Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you. Don't thank me when there's together. I thank you. Charles, 30-second final comment.
Yeah, Trump's just got to get after the big four. He's got to do something about making sure they don't steal this election. He's got to do something about the disgusting Soros organization and is funding all these illegal aliens coming in the country and everything else. He's got to do something about Silicon Valley, and he's got to do something about antitrust with the mainstream media.
And we've got to be the Paul Revere's and get it to him. Thank you so much. Newswars.com. I'm about to re-air this last 2 hours live at Infowars.com/show and at band.video and at the articles where you can share the links. The first installment of the roundtable, InfoWars roundtable caller show. That's at newswars.com. That doesn't get censored as bad. So everybody watching, this is a participation sport. Send that on your email. Call folks. Tell them tune in to the last great 2 hours. The first 10 minutes or so are some powerful news reports, and then we'll get back into what was just covered. It was really powerful. Thank you all for the support. I'll be back live, Lord willing, tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday show, All Times Texas, and then the weekday shows with David Knight, 8 a.m., myself, and, of course, Owen Schroyer, and now Firepower with Bill Johnson and Mr. Papert. God bless you. Great job with the crew.